statements I have made, and I am confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes.
People are frightened by what lies ahead.
I object to intellect without discipline. I object to power without constructive purpose.
And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now.
Ah! You're listening to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. We're Tufts Freeform Radio. This evening, our theme is called Gimme Some High Energy. And except for my backing ambiance right now, we're bringing you one high energy song after another. We started off with the Japanese 1960s group sounds band, Outkast, and a song with a real fuzz guitar going there, Everything's All Right, off of GS I Love You, Japanese garage bands of the 1960s. There's another one, GS I Love You 2, and that's pretty good as well. Then we heard from Hazy Dixie, originally known for doing cool bluegrass cover versions of AC/DC songs, but they've got a number of originals they've made, and that was one of them, Hung Over, Broke Down, from Weapons of Grass Destruction. And then AC/DC and Captain Kirk, Problem Child. A commercial from way back. Oh my goodness, what is, yes. Okay, a little issue with my ambiance here. Well, let's find something else then. Some more backwards Brian Eno. Okay, technical problems here. But not to worry. I think we're over them. So we also heard something from the James Corporation, the manufacturers of Slinky. A vintage Slinky commercial in there. Then John 5, master of the Telecaster and heavy metal and country chicken picking. Perineum off of his Songs for Sanity album. Followed that with the Chemical Brothers and a special remixed version of Under the Influence, Mix 2, off of their singles, 93 to 03 disc. And then Judas Priest, You've Got Another Thing Coming. So backing me up right now is something from Brian Eno's Music for Airports. And this isn't quite the original version of the song. It's instead played backwards, like if I had a vinyl record and I just put it down and turned the motor off and played it back. But we can do that more effectively with computers, which is how I did this. And to tell you the truth, it actually sounds an awful lot like the same song played forwards, because this is one of those songs where he did a lot of backwards sonic manipulation inside there as well. So I've played guitar for decades now, and I believe that musicians can develop personal relationships with their instruments, particularly if they modify or build them, like my sonic superhero, the guitar player Les Paul, and I enjoy modifying guitars and building them, and well, building them, it's kind of a thing with you know, exactly what pieces are available. I have my limits. I won't carve a guitar neck. I haven't put frets in or refretted, but buying materials and cutting things out, I'm very handy with a soldering iron, and I've been doing a lot of that lately with a couple of my guitars. And well, just a little bit on that thought with what does it take to really make something. Carl Sagan had an interesting thought about if you really wanted to make an apple pie from scratch, you'd have to begin by creating the universe. And of course, we can't do that. But in terms of modifying instruments and changing them to be the way that you want them. I do a lot of that, and I've been doing a lot of that in the last couple of weeks. And I believe that guitars can be sexual, but I've never really thought of them as being male or female. I know Les Paul, in some of the interviews, interviews I've seen with him, he talks about taking a guitar in the shape of it, like a Les Paul guitar or an acoustic guitar, and putting it on your lap like having a woman sitting on your lap. There's something of a resemblance there. But my own guitars, I don't really think of them as being particularly male or female. Like, I don't give them names that way. But today, I ran across a great quote by the sculptor and musical instrument creator Ken Butler. And what he said is that the guitar, most specifically, can be viewed as a potent social and even religious symbolic icon linked to much of the psychic upheaval in our culture. It still dominates rebellious experimental music and is a potent, this is the part that I really like, the guitar, and I'd say especially the electric guitar, it's a potent androgynous image for the female form, for the male phallus, and as a handheld weapon. Sex and death, and a formula for a post-apocalyptic reconstruction. But that core part right there, I've ended the quote, that's it right there. Guitars, especially freaky-shaped electric guitars, they're sexy and they're androgynous. They're like Frankenfurter in that Rocky Horror Picture Show. Well, let's continue with our high-energy music and another Japanese band for you. Coming up next is Polysix. And then we're going to hear some Aaron Copland, some Ramones. Yeah, talking about high-energy rock, the Ramones. And also, being sexy and androgynous, Johnny Ramone used to take two guitar straps and he duct taped them together because a regular guitar strap wasn't long enough to get the guitar the way he wanted to hold it. And he did this actually before he learned how to play guitar. He got the really long guitar strap, got it to fit right, and then he learned how to play his guitar with it slung down really low. And when people asked him why he did that, he said, because it looks cool. It's important to look cool. And if you're a rock star, that's true. But even if you aren't, it's something to remember. Yes, it's important to look cool. So that's the way we're going to start this next high-energy genre-jumping set for you here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Here's Polysix and Tay-Tay-Tay.
difficult for me to write some sort of crummy song and expect the Beatles to record it, already having such fine material. And also to do a song with the Beatles, it was always a matter of trying to do the song that you thought they'd understand quickest, or the song you could get onto the tape the quickest, so not necessarily the song you thought was the best.
What you want with your own scalp, then I'll be telling us what we ought to do with ours.
my safety pin. What is this?
Beneath my dress, I got a tap in my toe, and from a song in the Gosh, I spit on my hands. Can I use two hands? Would you like that?
Witness to anything quite like this in the United States within the continental borders of this country. An act of war, nothing less than that.
To be couched in riddles.
Energy hog to team. Infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
No problem. It's got leaky windows.
And no attic insulation.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Huasha, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, our theme is called Gimme Some High Energy. And we've been playing one high energy song after another. Genre jumping between songs, as we are wont to do here on a Plastic Sushi. We began that last set with the Japanese band Poly Six and Tie 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 from Now Is the Time. And then Aaron Copland with a selection from the Rodeo Ballet. The Ramones followed that with We're a Happy Family. And then David Grisman, Emery Gordy Jr., Herb Pedersen, Jim Buchanan, and Vince Gill collaborating all together on a song called Foggy Mountain Chimes. Then Sonny Landreth with some outstanding electric slide guitar playing. Gone Pecan was the name of that song. And then The Prodigy finished us off with the music in that set. And Hot Ride, the Elbatory Mix 3 version. And among other audio clips in there, we heard a quote from John Wayne Bobbitt describing how his wife assaulted him. Well, did more than just assault. She cut off his manliness, and, well, that was a big story many years ago. And then we heard a public service message about the importance of energy efficiency. Hog Commandos. That was pretty fun, especially in stereo. So we've got one last set for you before Chase Carson will be coming on with a time tunnel. Soul music, funk music, dance music, rhythm and blues, disco music, and around 11:30, the jazz interlude. So we're going to start off with an incredibly talented guitar player and music producer. He's one of the sonic architects of the Nashville sound, which was a more modern form of country music developed starting off in the late 50s. Yes, Chet Atkins, certified guitar player. And we're going to be hearing, well, here goes, Yakety Axe from Chet Atkins. Thank you.
guess I will make his dream come true today.
technological terror you've constructed.
Certain nerve inputs to the brain.
Oh, well, any decent brand of scotch will do that.
We'll be right back.
been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our theme this evening has been Gimme Some High Energy. And we began that last set with Chet Atkins' Yakety Axe. Then the Ventures' Driving Guitar, the undubbed version. The Crystal Method, Keep Hope Alive. There is hope. And then Merle Travis and Joe Mathis, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round Like a Record Baby. And then Tony Basil, Mickey. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with a different sound collage. And coming up next is Chase Carson with the Time Tunnel. And he's got special guests for you this evening. Big John. And Wally is here too, as well. So stay tuned for that. And we'll catch you next week. Here on WMFO in Medford.